Go. All right, what's good? I'm Sky.
What's up, world? It's your girl Sills.
And we out here in the streets. Ooh. Who am I? Wait, hold up. Before we get started, I gotta reintroduce myself. I'm Sky from Southwest Atlanta. You thought I was gonna be like Hov. H to the OV. No, that's not gonna. And I'm currently blessed and stressed in the Wild Wild West, and I'm with.
Oh God, I did think you were gonna say Hov, by the way. I was gonna do it. It's your girl Sills, VA all day, two up, two down, chilling in the PNW. It's warm and it was sunny. But yeah,
that's not great. Look at y'all evolution.
I mean, I'm struggling with this hour. I would like it back.
Yeah, you get it back eventually. But not today, because we are currently, who are we? We are Shea Butter FC, a podcast featuring two black women's perspectives on soccer, football, and everything in between.
Delivering content with soul and seasoning to moisturize your skin. Sorry.
Lay your edges.
And deepen your love for all things black women.
Okay, that's
wild. I forgot how to read for a minute, y'all. I'm sorry.
Oh, Lord. See, who are we? We are back here in the streets. We're with the tallest people in pod. What's good? Say hi. We have visitors. Hey, say hi, y'all.
They're like...
when you said, who am I? I lost it. I thought of a viral TikTok sound going, who am I? And then hello.
To answer the question, in case people don't know, I'm Rick Carlisle, Diaspora United, and here with the co-host.
Hello.
The famous Courtney.
Right.
Oh, Courtney.
Definitely not famous. Extremely
famous. I'm sorry, actually, if Crystal doesn't know who you are, you're famous.
I think that's the barometer.
It's too bad.
Yeah,
I think
obviously
Alex Scott knows who I am because I sat 6 inches from her. But
okay, well, my hair is so famous. Famous.
To frizz.
That's
in the
globally
of that,
famous.
And that thing.
You're global. You're globally known.
Globally I'm like,
not just domestic.
Know who I am. Once Crystal Dunn and Becky Sauerbrunn know who I am, then I feel like everyone. Then I will
listen, you said done in the oven to Crystal Dunn. You
yeah, she knows who you are. And that's literally
that definitely
rules of the universe.
Cut.
Crystal Dunn knows who you are. You're famous. That's how it goes.
Yeah.
Well,
you're changing. Changing the game.
Definitely hit a group pet.
All right, so what are we going to do today? We're going to talk about the Sippy Cup. I mean, the Challenge Cup for the NWSL. We're going to talk about the half of the Midwest region and the Western region of the NWSL situation. We, on the previous pod that you should have listened to from Diaspora United that we were on, we talked about the East Coast situations in the other half of the Midwest region. So let's get into it. We're starting off with who? The OL Reign.
Yeah, we might as well start with my
squad.
Where's
the energy? You're supposed to be excited. Y'all out here.
Because we don't know if we're treating this like a pre... I mean, in theory, we want to win it. But, like, Laura's like, yo, it's preseason. Let's keep it a buck. We got a pretty deep squad, which I think we were going for less players, so that didn't really work out too well. Had the kit reveal today, so we'll be rocking the away kits. The official mothership kits that we have now, because they very
I got the MasterCard stripe.
They definitely look like a Leon kit, except Nike. And with the names in honor. And please go look at the names on that jersey. Everyone's on there, unless they are currently playing. People who never kicked a ball for OL Reign but signed contracts are on there. It's wild. But yeah, pretty cool deal. Let's get into it. Obviously, I pay attention to what's happening. OL Reign. We have less goalkeepers than we did at the beginning of preseason, so that's probably a good thing. My assumption is Delegate Fallon Talese Joyce will start. She's had a pretty good preseason. I think she's underrated. I think she actually did really well in France against some of the best drivers in the world. And so, yeah, I think a lot more people will know her name by the end of the Challenge Cup and the season. And you can't teach Dix one.
I was like, no Laurel Ivory?
She's probably make an appearance. I'm not sure for which matches. Mm-hmm. I don't think they want to rotate too much, but yeah, they do want to take a look at her. And then we also have Claudia Dickey, I think, are our final three
Keepers.
I only know about Laurel Ivory because she went to UVA.
UVA, yeah, I do.
She's a quality keeper.
All good, all good. Who am I interested to see? So I think we'll rotate people out. I do think we'll place some of our draft picks with some consistency. Oh, that's hilarious. Madison Hammond's still on here. haven't fixed that yet. I think trying to solidify who's going to be that center back pairing, and by that I mean who's going to play with Alana Cook. Right now it might be Sam Hyatt, it might be Luke Barnes. We'll see. They might rotate them out. Obviously, right back's solidified with that genius move last year to move Sofia Huerta to the right back, and she is now officially listed as a defender. So let's go. And trying to figure out that left side. So we had the people who normally played there departed. So I think we're trying to figure that out. Some of the strong parts for me is going to be that right side. So you'll have Huerta, Lavelle, and Ali Watt. That could be very fun. So I'm excited. I'm excited to get a full season with Ali Watt. I think, like, regular season preview, once we know when that starts, she's going to be one of my players to watch for sure. I think she'll do really well in the system. Mm-hmm. I do think we'll play four at the back, at least to start with. But we do know Alana Cook can play three at the back. So we'll see what that looks like. I think the other big puzzle is, what the hell do we do with Angelina? Like, we don't, I don't think
send her to the beaches. Sorry. God.
There's beaches on the Washington coast as well.
And there's the a beach coast. In New Jersey.
There you go, right? There's beaches everywhere. Thank you. But I think that's the puzzle that Laura's going to spend a lot of time in the preseason. Jersey Shore.
I was honestly thinking about, like, Elizabeth, New Jersey.
Oh god!
Close to where I live, and it's technically a beach.
Wow!
Is it a nice beach?
You didn't even go south Jersey.
No.
Just, oh wow. Okay.
We could go on Long Island.
You could
like
go
down,
Long
like down.
Wow!
Long
down. Wow! Wow!
But yeah, I think that's the puzzle that she's trying to figure out is where the heck do we play Angelina? Like, what is actually her best position on this mm-hmm. team?
Mm-hmm.
And then that front line, I think we have five strikers. So everybody stay healthy. You know, Pino's on a different schedule, or a different, just really her own, whatever.
So you were right.
Yeah. Her own schedule, her own whatever. You know, whenever she plays, that's fine. It's all good. She has no ligaments left, so we understand. But yeah, I think we'll do well. I think we'll be competitive. I think we'll probably win some matches. But yeah, it's worth getting a look. From what I have heard, I did not get to go to the tournament. Shout out to Susie for tweeting through it for all three games for our preseason tournament, before our preseason tournament. It's like, why are we doing this? But I'm excited about Ryan Brown. Apparently, she's got a lot of potential. So. And can dime a little ball in there. So I'm interested to see if maybe she's who we end up putting on the left side. And then, of course, with the French three gone, I think Queen Z gets a lot more playing time. So I'm excited to see what Watt and King look like up top with Balser. And I'm really excited to see Sofia Huerta just dime crosses into Bethany Balser's head.
Yeah, Sofia Huerta play on the left.
I'd rather she not.
I'm asking. I'm just saying for versatility.
She probably could, but yeah, it's not her strong.
Yeah, we don't need to. Okay, fine. That's right. She's gonna replace the right back of somebody.
Yeah, wait, leave her on the right, please. Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Cool. I want to see Ziara King. I want to see Ali Watt cooking people up. I mean, if Ali Watt likes the beaches,
oh my god,
visit too.
she likes Puget Sound. She's fine.
Because, I mean, yeah, I want it. I wish she had started playing sooner because if she would have played, you know, y'all could have been
that's why we protected. No, that's why we protected our forwards.
Yeah, but yeah, she, yeah. Ali Watt, woo-wee, yeah.
Well, people forget because she was hurt, you know. She tore ACL in the Challenge Cup, like, first, like, couple of minutes, and so, yeah.
And then Sofia Huerta, you know, seeing that live and direct accuracy, again, if she too likes beaches one day. But I'm just making comments. Don't get upset.
She's from Boise.
Okay. I'm just giving. But yeah. So y'all not gonna try a three back?
I mean, honestly, it's potential. Okay. There's potential to do it. I don't think we'll do it all the time, but I don't I wouldn't be surprised if Laura's thought about
it. Okay. Yeah, I was about to say, wait, y'all can do
it. I mean, again, you know how I feel about Alana Cook, so you can pretty much do whatever you want.
Okay, I see the light. I see the light.
Sofia Huerta as a wingback is very fun.
Yes. Also, yes, it could be.
Very fun.
Amazing. Yes. Phenomenal.
She can pretty much play anywhere.
Yes. Like I said, if she ever...
On the right side.
If she ever wanted to be in a warmer situation,
yes.
Bruh. Also, I would love to see that.
They recruiting. You don't mess around and get Angel City tampering. You don't get
the wait, hold on, pause. I could be talking about San Diego.
You could be, but we know you're not.
Why are you doing that? Was gonna say, I'm excited. I think, like I said, we'll make noise. Most importantly, I just want us to be Portland. That's really all I care about.
Oh, that's all you matters? That's what
I I mean, it's not all that matters, but that's the start of my stuff. So and I'll get to see them going on Easter Sunday to see them play Angel City at Lumen.
Wait, who do they play for? Who does OL Ren play this weekend?
Portland. It's the first game.
That's
exciting.
Friday. Cascadia rivalry. It's at Lumen. So
is it gonna be vibes or is it gonna be rods?
Well, we're gonna get into Portland in a few minutes, so we'll talk about how we feel about that potential matchup. So well, since we did my team first.
Wait. Andre, did you have something?
Oh yeah, sorry.
Old Tallin.
Oh Lord, here you go. I just wanted to piggyback on the Ali Watt point. I think people really did forget. Like, I can still remember how hyped I was in those first minutes of her on the pitch with North Carolina. Yo, she is a different level. And we saw her come back. She did not miss a gear. She is so ridiculously quick. If she can stay healthy, she will be an absolute problem the entire season. Like pressing as well. Like that was one of the big things with Trinity Robin that she picked up on, those pressing triggers and how to close down quickly. I think Ali Watt can do so much of the same thing. And she's a very, very technical player as well, skillful with the ball. Like, I'm concerned. I am so concerned.
I love the
potential combination with Z as well. Like, that,
ooh, Lord Jesus
that
Christ.
With Foster is like, when you just said that, I was like, ooh.
I think Bethany Balser feels a type of way and would really like to be the best nine. And so we'll see what
well,
that like. I think she feels a way. So
as she should, but yeah.
She'll have plenty of opportunity, I think. If you get those two cooking on the wings, you know, you add Pino in there when she's ready.
Yeah.
When she's ready. You add Pino in there. But
when she chooses to be.
Yeah, right. I think there's something there that can be really, really dangerous. And Balser should have a lot more. Where was she? She was kind of close to the Golden Boot situation for a little bit, wasn't she? She just didn't have enough.
She was leading, and they literally, we didn't play her the last game.
Yeah, I was going to say that was weird, because I thought she was going to do it, and then all of a sudden she wasn't playing, and I was like, okay.
And if you look at it, she did it in about half a season, because she didn't play very much in the beginning, because
like not great
choices. So, like Midge, right? So they were able to, you know, running, it'll be in that race with far less game time and minutes. So I think only thing she really needs to add to her repertoire is probably shooting from a little more distance. But hey, if you can get up in that, you know, 6 yards and poke it in, who am I? And like I said, she's tall and she's a target, and she's got a couple people who can dime balls in there. So I expect her to have a very good season. I expect that front line to do good things. All right.
Didn't even mention Rose Lavelle. Or
I mean, first of all, we put her in Saran. She's in Saran Wrap at the moment.
Very true.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Did she play in the preseason or no?
She has not played in the preseason yet. Okay, she is training, though. But we have said, I've done my annual sage over her hammies. So Megan Sardos said, okay.
So it's on to the regular season. I see. So she's one of those.
As a spirit person, I would say highly recommended that you keep her in Rice until the regular season.
Yeah.
There's no need for Red Boy. Okay, cool. Okay,
so I feel like OL Reign probably seemed, I mean, Sills obviously, you know, best, but seemed to do a better job of managing her injuries than
she was not only healthy, she tended to play 90 a lot. Whatever our staff has figured out, like, she's fine. It wasn't until the national team is where she got hurt. So, I'll be quiet. But I think in terms of our medical staff, they do a really good job with her. So I expect whenever she starts playing, she'll be fine. But yeah, it's probably not, you know what you're getting with Roosevelt. It's not super complicated. So we'll probably see her sparingly.
All right.
Honestly, I'm really hyped for OL Reign. Y'all have a lot of very good pieces. And when we're watching Canada in the He Believes Cup, there was such a noticeable difference.
Oh, Quinn.
When Quinn was on the field and when Quinn was off the field.
Yeah, went
from holes to, a functioning midfield. Well, oh, so nice. Wow.
I vividly remember us taking them off in the semifinal and then we lost. So
right. Yeah. I was like, what are y'all doing?
They protect that back line so people can.
Do they like beaches too?
Thank you. Anyway. No, they just resigned. Thank you.
I was watching that game at a bar meeting my new coworkers and I was like, hey guys, can we put the NWSL on?
No,
because we were watching something else, and then I was like, "Hey, the NWSL semifinals are going on. Technically, they're going on our channels. Can we please put it on?"
Should probably.
Then I did get them to put it on eventually.
The fact that you still have to fight for that is sad. It should just be on. It's a playoff.
It was mostly supposed to be for like meshing and bonding, and I was like, "I'm interested in women's soccer. Sorry,
bond with me."
All right, so. Let's talk about the greatness that's Angel City Football Club. All
right.
What is all this? We don't need all this. moaning and groaning. Let's talk about it. So we're going to highlight the delegation. So we got Jasmine Spencer. We got Simone Charlie. We got Kristen Press, the GOAT. We got Sarah Gordon. We got Allison Swaby. We got M.A. Magnolia. We got Madison Hammond now. On the Lolo, we got Dominique Randall. So. Did I name all the delegation?
Yes, you did.
All right. So, and we got a lot of new people, a lot of youth, a lot of great legends built in depth into the game. A lot of veterans. Got Vanessa Gillis. Allie Riley. Danny Weatherholt. Savannah McCaskill. Youngins Lily Nabet,
Nabet.
Okay. Holt Persian, Breesland. Yeah.
Cousins.
Katie Cousins.
You didn't count Ricario. Duh.
Oh yeah. But hold on. I'm here seeing the roster in my head. Kari McCall. Gary Ricario. June Endo. Stephanie
Ferrara Van Ginkle.
And anybody did I goalkeepers
goalkeeper
Didi, we got Brittany
and Maya.
Then you got people who haven't reported, and then
We're gonna go with the people who reported.
So,
right now.
All right. So, let's see. So, I guess in terms of this expectation, so we actually, allegedly, supposedly, might have seen them play. They are an expansion team, but whatever they did, which you will see, is gonna be like, okay, I see that. They really recruited for whatever positions. I know they got some data analytics going on. You can see stuff on the videos, but seeing that in person is like, oh, okay, all right. They're running something. You know, they had three at the back. So that might be a thing.
They might have appeared three in the back.
So
the only thing that's taking them not three at the back is the injuries.
Due to Sarah.
Well, yeah, not even. Honestly, but even they'll still be fine because of what they got. Like, they have mad depth. And then how they were rotating, it's gonna be interesting what they actually unleash at the Challenge Cup. Because you have the injuries slash, I don't know how they're going to treat it. You know, are they trying to win or are they trying to test things? Are they trying to use it? They are really physical. I think that's going to shock some people. And then in terms of what am I looking for? I'm ready to see Kristen Press and Simone Charlie play together. I'm ready to see Jasmine Spencer freaking used and playing. There's so many pieces of people that they're like the players that exist to play in this system. It's going to be interesting. And then you got like really good defensive players in a sense, that they can flourish in the three back, be wing backs. It's going to be interesting to see. Yeah. We will see whatever happens. And you have the addition of Madison Hammond, Sarah Gordon's hurt. So is Paige Nielsen, but you also have Madison Hammond. And then I think there's a lot of things where people don't know. Some of these players, they may be new to the NWSL, but they played in other leagues. So, like Katie Cousins is fast, like Jesus. So it's going to be interesting to see how they play with each other, how they learn with each other. And then hear Kristen Press yelling at people. I'm here for it. All right. What y'all got?
That team's going to be balls to the wall fast. Like, it's going to be a sprint. Like, it's going to be a track meet. But, like, good tactically. I like their defense. I'm very sad Sarah Gordon's hurt. I was really excited to see her during the Challenge Cup and the three at the back. I suspect she'll be back at some point in the season.
Yeah, it looked like...
I don't think it's anything that ends in CL, so...
She'll be back, like, in a... Honestly... I'm going to say probably 3 months.
Yeah, I would say June, July. I think they'll get her for the majority of the season. Couple of things I'm really excited about. I'm excited for people. Allison Swaby's really good defender.
Yes.
She was one of the best defenders in Italy. And so, I know, sorry, Roma fans. I think she's really good. And I think people are going to find out. I think she'll do well in the Challenge Cup, but I think the regular season is where she'll shine, but she will be gone for qualifiers. And I imagine several people on this team will be gone for qualifiers. Yes,
that will be interesting.
That's my big question.
So they need to put some depth, and it's the preseason, so they're not the only people with like an 18 to 20 person roster right now. I imagine they'll add some more pieces. As a Rain fan, I'm happy for Danny Weatherholt. I miss Danny Weatherholt. I think she'll be good in that holding position. I think she is, I don't say a water carrier, right? But she knows her role. She plays it well. She's a really good teammate. She's got a pretty good tactical mind. She sees the pitch well. She's not necessarily the fastest or something, but like she'll work. You need those people. And I think I agree with Sky in that I think that team will be more of a workhorse team than you think an LA team will be. Like you have a Danny, you have a Savannah McCaskill, you have those kind of players. But I think for me, the biggest thing is the same way I feel about Ali Watt, like Simone Charlie. Like I'm just Kristen Press, Jasmine Spencer, Simone Charlie up front is like that's some shit I would put on like game in like general manager. So like I would do that on FIFA. Like I'm just really excited to see that. I think Simone Charlie will have a fantastic year.
Yes.
I think it's going to be really hard for her not to.
Yeah.
I just think she'll get the ball. I think she's a really tall target. She's so good in the air. Like, and you have people that can dime it. And then with the speed, like, I don't like who's defending some Charlie in press on.
Yeah, because you can't close down. Because
like, even can't really clamp them.
Well, we watched, like, you had a bunch of people out, but, like, still. So you try to clamp down on them, everybody else gets free. So.
Yeah,
it's gonna be interesting. See what, and you didn't even have all the pieces there. And also Endo is really, really good.
So far,
yes, yeah, so that's far too. So it's gonna be interesting to see whatever the heck they roll out for the Sippy Cup.
I guess I never expected, I like never thought Angel City would not be a physical team, like, or a workhorse team. Honestly, that's something I'd, maybe I'm most honest, like, that's something I kind of expect with NWSL teams in general. Like, yeah. I mean, we've talked about, you know, how to, like, make it in this league, but I'd, like, I for example, people... not think of, like, I mean, also watching Freya Kung for the last year, but I would not expect them to approach the game as, like, how Mark Skinner tried to approach it with Orlando, with, like, we're playing beautiful football. It's like, no, they know they're going to be, like, physical and kind of workhorsey, but that, I guess it's just kind of what I expected. My question is, after watching Freya Kung for this whole year, is, I guess I'm curious, or what I'm thinking about most is how Angel City will be in as a first half team. I think like Freya is very, very good at making like halftime adjustments, and really good like subs in like, you know, the 55th, 60th minute. But I guess I'm curious how she will set up the team for the first half. I mean, luckily you guys also have like an absolutely incredible goalkeeper in Didi Haricic. Like people, so my first, technically my first official day at CBS was when we did that shoot with Gotham and the five players. And, people were like, who is this? And I was like, oh, she's going to be one of the best keepers in the league. Like, she's the best backup, deserves, very much deserves to be a number one keeper. But yeah, I guess I'm curious more about first half than second half, because I very much expect Freya to get the, like, the tactics right, at least at halftime, or making those substitutions. But yeah, what happens in the first half?
I think that's fair, and it might take them a couple of games to...
Sort of. There might be some vibes.
Feel. I think they've had like what, 3 or 4 games preseason though. Like they haven't. They've had a pretty solid, like, played enough to sort of get it down. Preseason. Yeah, I think like it's just gonna be finding the balance between letting that attack be versus, oh shit, we gotta defend, right? And again, I think they have it and they have enough depth, and they went and got Madison Hammond. But also, yeah, you got Sarah Gordon for that reason, and she's not going to be there for the first couple of months. So I don't know quite what that looks like.
Yeah, that was a really unfortunate injury. I was really hyped up to see Sarah Gordon with Angel City. So I'm disappointed. I'm sad. It does seem like, though, through her social media journey with this recovery, that she's doing well. Her approach is really good. Spirits are up with it, and she's intense with it. So, like, I am hoping that she'll be back and she can be back. But for me, y'all know, it's all about seeing Kristen Press back in the NWSL.
Already to knock some heads off.
That she's like fully here with. Like she's here with the team. She's embedded with the team and what they're trying to do. She's central to a lot of it, and it's perfect. It's what she deserves, and I'm really, really hype about that. And just seeing how she's gonna be able to flourish like that. Like, I'm really, really hype about that. And then I know you already mentioned Shimon Charlie, but honestly, she could have won Golden Boot too, because she was scoring like crazy before they start putting her in the lineup. For what I think she got injured a little bit, and then she just wasn't starting when she came back, and that was really, really weird because she was in great form. Courtney talked about it all the time, her dunking on people, like,
especially since also Portland was like could not score goals.
Yeah, yeah,
it was weird. And she's so good in the air. I'm like, that's such a easy goal.
Yeah, why isn't she on the field? Like, it didn't make no sense. I'm like, right. Your she'll answer is right there. Play it.
She'll be there. She'll be there all the time now. I think it'd be very hard for her to lose her spot. But yeah, I think she'll have a, I don't say renaissance here, but like I think she'll eat quite a bit.
She's about the ball.
Facts.
I think so. If you told me her and Press were in the Golden Boot race, I'd be like, Yeah, I am really excited to see Kristen Press kick a stupid little ball. Like, I really, like, I miss being able to see that live. So, yeah.
This, even though it's an expansion team, like Scott said, this ain't going to be like no Ross and Louisville situation. Like, they've already approached things so much differently, and they are going to, like, this team is going, I'm just excited to see what they're going to actually be on the pitch. Because I know everything that went into it to build the team was really smart. Brought in data people who know how to build teams, who end up find the types of players they want to play the system they want. So, like, this has been very, like, in the, it sounds basic, right? but this is something we haven't seen in the NWSL all that often, right? So like a new team coming in and doing this is going to be exciting. So I'm really, really looking forward to see what they do in their first season.
Yeah. Absolutely. And I think, speaking of expansion teams, are we doing Wave?
Yes.
The Wave, it is.
We only call them Wave, Courtney. Like we are with it.
It's your y'all are gonna. Someone important is going to say Wave. It's probably honestly going to be myself at one point, and then going to find a way to.
But they should be saying Wave. It's so much better.
Yes,
they should.
I would rather be Wave than Wave any day.
Wave.
So Wave. Oh, Wave. So first of all, sorry, the delegates are Mirali, Tegan McGrady, friend of Diaspora United's pod, Naomi Grima, number one overall pick, Mia Gayao, I believe is how you say it, and then draft pick Kayla Brewster. So, I mean, they started with one black player, so good on them for, like, quadrupling.
Evolution.
the number of people. Congrats, San Diego. My biggest concern with San Diego, and I think I've said this pretty much everywhere, I love Casey Stoney. I think she will be a fantastic manager. She will probably manage the England team one day. And I think she's an incredible defensive mind. But she and I have very different philosophies on how midfield should work. And I don't think San Diego has one.
Yes. What are y'all running?
They're going to play a 5-0-5.
Yes.
Which, if you're going to do that, having Naomi Garma, Abby Dahlkemper, and Tegan McGrady, who can lift those balls over the midfield, is probably a nice deal.
But you're playing in the NWSL, man.
Yes. That's my fear. They're going to run at that back line, and they're going to run through that midfield, because I don't know if there's going to be a lot of resistance there.
Oh, Lord, would it be like an Orlando situation, but worse?
I don't know who I trust in that midfield. Also, oh, we talked about this on Diaspora United, part one. Go listen. Not only does Taylor Cordy, I think she is a midfielder, so does Casey Stoney. So,
how she convinced Casey Stoney that she was a midfielder is wild to me. I don't understand how that happened.
I just...
Hey, yo, that's going to be wild. Yo, like, what I get
she
to...
Might, hey, maybe she'll prove me wrong. If you can believe it hard enough, maybe you too can be a midfielder. I don't know. But there's nothing I've seen from her that says midfielder.
Wait, and so it's Naomi... Wait. So Naomi Garmer, she's going to play on the back line.
No, Casey said she is her... Said she's one of her center backs. She is a defender.
Oh, okay. So, oh.
She could play at the six. She's very good at it because it's Naomi Garmer. But no, she will be back there with Abby Dahlkemper.
So who? Yeah, what? Yeah, like
it's a little sparse. It's a little sparse in that midfield.
Well, I guess we're gonna find out Saturday, huh? Because you get to play
and
you get test.
And Kelsey Turnbow's listed as a midfielder as well.
I was like, yeah, looking at it, Kelsey Turnbow, maybe a little bit of Emily Van Egmond, even though she's not yet reported. So,
Journey woman Emily Van Egmond. Yeah, it's just.
What are we doing?
Expansion. Oh, but also there's Amana Shim.
No, she did not. She did not make the cut.
Yeah, no, she dropped off.
She got dropped. Which is fine. She's going to school, but like, she was invited, but she did not make the final roster.
Okay, they need to.
Sorry. No, to break the news.
Needs to update their roster.
Oh yeah. We could have a okay. But, and then you, of course, they'll have Jakobsen coming over, I believe, after she finishes with Bayern. Mm-hmm. And you'll have Ollie and Morgan up top. I'm probably missing a striker. Oh, Katie Johnson is there. And they went in 2022, they got Jody Taylor.
Yes.
They said in 2022. Listen, Jody Taylor's still going to get you a few goals. I'm not going to lie.
So we're going to get... Wait.
She's not going to play every day, though.
So we might be running a 5-0-5.
I mean, I'm not... I'm joking, but I'm not. Like, I don't know what the plan is in the middle for San Diego. I genuinely don't know.
I was going to say, look at that. Look at the midfielders they have listed.
Yeah.
Wait, they moved Chrissy McNadd from defense to midfield.
Yeah, mm-hmm. They moved her up.
Because they ain't got no midfielders, so they have to try something.
Oh, my Lord.
Converting a defender to midfielder is a wild choice.
You're about to play Angel City, OL Reign, and Portland Thorns.
Yeah.
I guess we evolve. We're going to learn and grow. We're going to build character.
I think the first year in her tenure will be very humbling for Casey Stoney. I think there will be some bright spots. Yeah. I think it's very hard for Naomi Garmin not to be good at soccer. I've seen that in person.
Is she not about to be pissed off that she got to go chase somebody? Well,
we're about to see. Kaylin Sheridan's probably going to be real busy back there.
Or Carly Telford.
Wow, I forgot that they did that. I forgot that they went and got Carly Telford. I imagine you paid a lot of money for Kaylin Sheridan.
No, Kaylin is going to be the number one, but...
But she's there if you need her. And Kaylin will get called up, obviously. So you need a good backup goalkeeper.
I see the vision.
And I, you know, hey, I love Sophie Jacobson. Like, she's like, hey, I love a project. Let's go. She is all in. But yeah, I'm just, and again, as somebody who had to wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning way too often to watch WSL games, I know what that United midfield looked like last year. And I'm just... I'm really concerned. I have concerns.
Because y'all going to play out the back?
And Saturday. But I do think I could be intrigued by, like, Morgan, Ollie, Turnbow. Like, if you flank her with the two younger strikers, that might give her a little lift.
But is Turnbow going to be used as a striker, as a forward, or is she going to be a midfielder?
Maybe they play a 4-1-4-1.
Maybe.
I don't know who's going to be the responsibility.
How good are your forwards at defending? Because I feel like that's going
to happen. Yeah, they're about to get the full court situation, yeah. Boy.
They played Mackenzie Doniak. She has been known to at least defend a little bit.
Okay. All right.
Other but players, I feel like, not as confident.
Yeah, I feel like that's going to be the charge, but... yeah, I mean, we'll see. I think, what do they play Angel City first, so
yep.
Maybe they, you know, sneak a draw, something of that nature, but I expect them to be the more expansion-y of the two expansion teams, and I think it'll look that way in the tournament, and I think it's going to take Casey Stoney at least a season to learn the NWSL.
Are they playing three in the back? Or are they playing four
in
the back?
No, I think they play four.
They got to do four.
Yeah, again, 5-0-5.
What if they run a 4-2-2?
Oh, leave the middle more wide open? No, that's not. No,
hey,
no.
I'm trying to see the vision.
The middle's the problem, right? It's your midfield. You know, to me, that's how I'd build my team out. But outside of having, you know,
wait, Vin Eggman's not out here?
I don't think she's reported yet.
Not yet.
Lord. No. Okay, well then, it's gonna be fun Saturday.
Her and Jakobsen out of market contracted players.
Yeah, okay. So they're probably finishing their seasons wherever they are.
Because. Yeah.
So do you even have genuine midfielders for Saturday?
You have midfielders.
Van Eggman should be there soon, because if I'm remembering, is she still playing for West Ham, or is she only with the Australian side? I think she's not playing with West Ham anymore. So
okay, she should be free. But Jakobsen's in the Champions League. Like, no, she's not.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. If Van Eggman's here, she should.
Jakobsen's on the front line anyway. So, but yeah, I think, I'm sorry, I kept talking. Do you all have... thoughts and feelings on Wabe?
I mean, mine are just yours. I don't really like Casey Stoney in the WSL. Casey Stoney's teams, Manchester United, was not fun to play against. They were their problem was they couldn't score because they couldn't control midfield. They couldn't build from midfield to attack often enough to be able to get to be able to put the ball in the net and get 3 points. But they were very well defensively organized. That's how she set up the base of the team. I think she's going to try and do the same thing. The problem is, again, different styles, different league, and WSL, you let that happen, it's going to be a problem. Like, you need to have moments where you are going on the attack. You can't just sit back and defend. It's a very bad idea to do in this league. So I do think there'll be a learning curve. She does sound like she's up for it. I've liked everything that I've heard from her in terms of how she's approaching this, in terms of her mentality. I would have liked to see better personnel decisions. Midfielders are indeed important. We have seen that plenty of times in the NWSL. So it's going to be interesting.
And in my mind, I'm just like, And I'm again saying this in, it's a different style, right? So I don't think the Crescent Press you get at United for a myriad of reasons. Yeah. It's the Crescent Press you're going to get in the league. But I'm like, right, ma'am, they're all Lynn Williams. Like, it's like, yeah. Yep. They're all Lynn Williams. Like, even
it's
the,
not this one.
Even the ones coming off the bench. Like, yep. They just keep coming, ma'am. Like, it's going to be brutal. It's going to be brutal.
Yeah, I think, honestly, they're probably going to, I mean, I would actually not be surprised if they just, well, besides trying to get Emily Van Eggman in there as soon as possible, maybe putting her, well, I guess, figuring out Taylor Korniak, and then either putting with, Sydney Pulver or Belle.
Oh, Pulver's not bad. I think she's just young. Like, yeah. It'll take her about a season.
Like, a lot of these players that they're kind of listing in the midfield are either, like, relatively seasoned players or, like, young. Yeah. There's, like, no in between. So they will have people in the midfield.
Yes.
How they will do.
Yeah. I mean, they got to – so my concern, too, is, like, Casey Stoney's midfields, like, the understanding the concept of spacing was an issue. Mm. You do that in the NWSL, not only is it not just one Kristen Press speed, yeah, it's multiple. Yo, Caitlin Sheridan going to be on the floor with a ball on top of her. Maybe Naomi Germer laying on top of her, too, because she got banged to the goal. Like, you don't want that happening.
Well, and also, if you want to play out of the back, like...
Lord.
How's Caitlin Sheridan's goalkeeping assist record? Because that might be what has to happen. Like, she's got to dime some balls.
She can occasionally dime a ball. If that's your game plan, go for it. Playing out of the back and, like... Mm. Like, there is a reason why it worked successfully for Gotham, because you had very smart veteran defenders with great decision making and positioning, and who also quite simply never flustered, how like a Abby Dahlkemper, and like, truly no shade to Naomi Germa, but like, she's also a new player in the league. Like,
she's rookie.
How maybe put it next to Kristen Westfall? I don't know. But like, how they to successfully play out the back, besides always making good decision and having good positioning, like, you also really need to not fluster at all.
It's going to be interesting seeing Abby Dahlkemper be the head of a center back pairing. And what version are we going to get of Abby Dahlkemper? Because listen, sister girl had a rough 2021.
It's because Pino hip checked her that one time, and when she was mic'd up. That is still my theory.
Why are you blaming Pino?
I'm not blaming Pino. I'm just saying it happened, and she got shook to her core because she got hip checked by Pino.
I mean, if I got hip checked by Pino, I would feel
it. I mean, but the frame. All I'm saying is maybe that's
she hasn't been right.
What happened?
On her outside back was getting cooked up a lot. But that's neither here nor there.
Well, even for club, like, when she was in North Carolina, she was still part of a pairing. Like, she's never had to be the Becky in that situation.
Well, she's about to be today.
So she's got to be the Becky. So I'm interested to see what that looks like. And again, if anybody is the center back whisperer, it's Casey Stoney. So she might absolutely be able to pull the best out of her. But we shall see.
You got to learn real soon, like on Saturday.
All right.
Wait, one quick question. Isn't Kayla Real from Racing Louisville? Did she play for Racing Louisville? Mm-hmm. I think she did. Real? Someone correct me if I'm wrong.
That's how you say it.
Yes, right. She did. Yes. Yes. Yeah. Maybe. Yes. Yes, I think so.
I'm just going to say that's fascinating. I'll leave it there.
Okay. I got you. But yeah, that's what we have for Wave. Next on our list is going to be, this is Kansas a team City. I'm interested in, Kansas City Current.
And they're in the Midwestern region. Thank God. Yeah, hallelujah. Sure.
Yeah. On paper, Kansas City is scary. Yes. I do think, I did take a look at that back line though. I'm like, instead of like 100% sure, maybe like 80% sure of that back line. Because they did lose Pickett. They've lost a few pieces. But you have AD French in goal, I think, who feels like she has something to prove. And she got a little kiddo now. So, you know, parenthood motivates you differently. as a Coug. Full disclosure.
Wait, can you list the delegates? Yeah, you getting excited and
I am.
Yeah.
Because this team excites me. The delegates are going to be the stalwart Desiree Scott, Kristen Edmonds, Elizabeth Ball, AD French, Lynn Williams, and draft pick Elise Bitt. So I think they've had a few additions, right? The Snacks Pod is alive and well and together in Kansas City. Sam Mewis being like diabolical GM is my favorite, one of my favorite storylines of 2021. The long game that she played there, I respect it. And I mean, if Sam Mewis is healthy, she immediately makes your midfield 100 times better. She's still one of the best in the world. Desiree Scott is an unsung hero in that holding position. Mm-hmm. Like, she just knows how to play this game. Nothing phases her. She's been in this league the whole time, pretty much the whole time. Like, you're good. You know what you're getting. I expect Victoria Pickett to have a pretty big breakout year. I think she's finally gotten on the national team and, again, feels she has something to prove. But what's getting me excited is, as a Coug, I'm a big Elise Bennett person. I think she's a really good striker. And oh boy, she and Lynn Williams could be very fun. I love Charlie and Press, but I don't know. Bennett and Williams might be right up there for me. Mm-hmm. And anyone else, Scott, would you like to
interject? Yeah, I'm like, yeah, they're going to be a problem because you got Lynn Williams, Elise Bennett. Sam Mewis, stabilization of a midfield. Who else is missing?
And Labonta can now sort of run free.
Yeah, Labonta. There we go. Yeah. You got Labonta.
Yep.
It's really going to be a question of what are the tactics deployed.
And I think for Lynn Williams to also have Kristen Hamilton there, somebody she knows.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
She doesn't have to learn. Kristen
Hamilton, Mace, Lord, Jesus. Okay, so it's going to be a question of, is the coach going to mess up? Are you going to have the tactics correct?
And we know, really, I know nothing about this coach.
Yeah, honestly, for Kansas City, I thought they were very smart in the offseason. Obviously, of course, when you bring in Sam Mewis and Lynn Williams, are going to strengthen, but I just think the way they, like, a lot of their recruiting, honestly, was smart. I know that there were a few stories out of there that there were some problems, especially with, I can't remember who it was, but she now plays in the UK.
Mm.
You know what I'm talking about? And she, like,
kind
of eviscerated them.
Why you say that?
Corsi.
Yes, Rachel Corsi. Yeah, right. She eviscerated them a little bit. But, like, to me, with Kansas City, the two things last season of, like, to me, they had most, if not all, the pieces. They just could not get them to work because of coaching.
Yes.
Because, terrible, I mean, there coaching. Was how many times where it's like, Kansas City should be up by a few goals right now. Mm-hmm. Instead, they had none. Between that. And then I'm curious what they do with two players, Kristen Edmonds, who can honestly kind of play in almost all around the pitch. Like, I remember one time versus Gotham, she was like low-key striker, but then also a holding midfielder. But then I've also seen her play as a center back. But also what they do with Haley Mace. A lot of different coaches have moved her around in a lot of different positions. They might want to make her center back pairing with Ball, but also you kind of see her strength going forward. So those
attacking
are definitely
center
players.
Back era. Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go for a run. My favorite thing when center backs go for runs. I guess that's what I'm curious about. Because to me, this team isn't necessarily the most different from last season, but like
just
also
like
last
coach,
season.
Please.
Yeah, it was like last season it was coaching.
Yeah.
Literally coaching.
Yeah, and I think finishing will help, and I think I think they've strengthened that front line. I think that's going to be one of the best attacks.
Yeah, they've been whipping people behind this preseason, so.
Yeah. I'm really scared with a healthy Sam Mewis who's fully integrated and just pulling the trigger. Like, I'm very nervous about that.
I don't want to see that till the regular season. So
just running. To me, Sam Mewis running is like LeBron on a fast break coming down the thing. I'm like, nope, you got it. I don't even want to be in front of you. You got it. I don't want it.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Very much that. I mean, I You know what's going to be annoying is so many people are going to see, like, Kansas City, presumably, if their coach is going to be better than last season. But if their coach knows what they're doing, like, they're going to be quite good. And it's going to be kind of annoying to see people be like, oh, yeah, this is all because they got Sam Lewis and Lynn Williams. And it's like, we said that last season that, like, this team is talented. Yeah. And we could see that. And I think another thing that's going to be huge for them is playing at Children's Mercy and not a baseball field. Yes. Like, the team's actually going to be able to play football now.
No more baseball fields.
Right. And that, to me, that's going to be, that's going to be very, very fun to see, especially with this team. And so I'm excited for them as well. Like, I think this is going to be very, very good. And they're coming on at a really, like, they made smart moves. They made smart moves in the offseason. I think they resisted the full, like, you know, roster blow up, like we saw, like, Ross and Louisville do, because I think they understood that they weren't that far away, where it's as far as away as other people said they were. And I think they were right.
They were my playoff team that just didn't make the playoffs last year. But I was like, they have the pieces, I promise. And I'm excited for Teal Kits whenever those get here. So let's go. You can't have Teal Rising be your battle cry and not have a Teal
Kit. I know, right? The only thing they're missing.
I'm coming up there if they don't have a Teal Kit.
The Aquafresh ones are bad. The Aquafresh.
They should be fire. Please don't have a bad coach, man. Don't do this to us.
Honestly, if he's competent, they're probably fine.
Just be base competent.
Don't be bad. Just don't be bad.
Don't be bad.
Yeah.
And thank God we're not in the, I don't want to see that till the regular season. So yeah, good luck to all y'all in that Midwest region.
Yeah, I think it's theirs to lose. Easily. Okay, two more. We're almost there. Running the gauntlet.
Okay. Portland Thorns.
Are we listing the delegates?
Yes, we gotta list. Yes, is well. Okay. Who exists but who's not playing?
Who's on the roster?
Crystal Dunn is pregnant, but she's not playing.
So yes, well, not season ending.
They did not.
No, because they need her back. They might try to get her to play. Shoot.
Yeah, they might be like, can you play? Can you hold the baby and play? Can you kick the ball and play?
Sophia Smith.
She could be back at the end of the season or midway.
True.
Yeah, that's true. She could. Hey.
Yeah. So Sophia Smith, who just signed a new contract. Yep. Congratulations. Yasmin Ryan.
Yeah.
Marissa Everett and Abby Smith is goalkeeper. And so, again, you're down to four because Crystal Dunn, for at least, I would argue, the first half of the season and potentially the entire season, won't be playing. And Portland is going to look very different, right? There is no Crystal Dunn. Lindsay Horan is on loan through the end of next season at Lyon. Who else? Angela Salem retired and vastly underrated as a six, probably the best six in the league. So they're going to miss that. Simone Charlie is gone. I feel like I'm missing somebody important. You've lost Tyler Lucy. Obviously, Sinclair still there, but it's not the Christine Sinclair of old. She went to Angel City as well. So you have a lot of defenders in Portland. It's that midfield. Again, you have Rocky Rodriguez, right? Pretty stalwart. We know what we're getting. This is probably Yasmin Ryan's time to shine. I don't know. Did they play the child? They might have to play the child.
Been playing a lot with the U23s.
Yes. She has. Of the people who started. Like, yeah. And also, yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think, again, they don't really have a choice. You kind of have to play her. It's going to be trial by fire. And then that front line is pretty sparse, right? It's like Weaver and Smith and Sinclair. I think there's maybe two more strikers. I'm sorry, I'm not looking at the roster. I feel like Sophia Smith's going to have to ball out. Like, I don't really know where else. Like, Weaver can score, but she's not super consistent. Yeah, and like I said, Sink, it depends. Like, I think she's just as much a playmaker at this point as a goal scorer. You do have Bella Bixby in goal. She's pretty solid. And you have Abby Smith as a backup, who's also a very good backup. Might be one of the better backups in the league. I don't know how they're going to score goals. And I'm not 100% sure about the middle of that part. Same issue I have with San Diego. But they do have Rocky, so that's a start. Do you move Kling up to midfield? Back, take it back to like the Houston days?
I mean, we did actually see her for bits and pieces of that Challenge Cup in the beginning of last season. But yeah, I think just honestly losing Angela Salem and honestly and Crystal Dunn are two huge losses for Portland.
Right. Yes. And we have not mentioned, obviously, there's a ton going on at Portland right now with ownership and just other stuff. They also have a new coach, so I have no idea what their game plan is and what their philosophy is. Like, we know what Portland culture is, but again, even that's being called into question right now, so they don't necessarily even have that to lean on, right? And those fans, everybody ain't buying tickets this year. So, rightfully so. So, I just don't know what that looks like. I don't know what that looks like in a Challenge Cup. Anybody have thoughts? I hope they don't debut those kits that we saw.
those green joints.
They weren't good. Those weren't
that army green.
They blend in with the turf. Yeah. That's why no soccer team wears full green kits unless they're neon.
Yeah, that was no bueno. But I think they've gotten, like, Hina Sugita is a Japanese player who they did sign. Yeah. I think they needed that. So, yeah, you know, they are still going to be very interesting to watch this season, and not in, like, the interesting, good Kansas City way. like you're going to need, like, Sophia Smith to go crazy.
Exactly. And
to be honest, I think she can. She has definitely found her violent side, which we've been waiting for. The baby is extremely violent and it's been great. But I think you're going to need like a full season of that. You're going to need like MVP level season from her for this team to be anywhere near as good as they should be, or maybe even like top half playoff team. I think those days of just being automatically up there are over. And it's going to be interesting to see how they recover. I think they're probably going to need a season or two to get themselves back in a philosophy to get themselves back there. But this season's going to be, ain't going to be the same for Thorns fans, I don't think.
Well, but also with Smith, like, she's going to call up some national team.
Exactly. She's not going to be there. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And the NWSL does not pause because we don't like fun or joy. So like
they're going to try better next time, like as in this upcoming season, if that happens.
Give it the old college try.
Okay.
Oh man, we'll be better, we promise.
And I like Sugita, but I did see a comment the other day where she's like, man, I gotta get my weight up. Like, she's, I feel like,
yo, that scared me.
Yeeted a little bit.
No, I'm not gonna lie, that scared me. Like, I think June Indo is ready, but Sugita, when she said, I was like, oh no,
you're gonna be yeeted, you're gonna be slider. Yeah.
Well, she's slider one, and two, she plays a very different style than June. So, like, June's got a lot, like, her style of play gives her a lot more square of a base.
Yep.
And yeah, I feel like in this league, they're just going to be like, oh, we can knock you over. Boom. Like, let's go.
They're going to send you flying. They about
and
to
the
check
ref
you.
Just going
to
be standing there like,
it's NWSL. We don't call.
Yeah, we don't call.
Like, oh, that was a foul. That was a body check. That's normal.
Yeah. Oh, that's the other thing about Wave. I'm like, well, to be fair, they don't call fouls in the WSL either. So maybe Casey Stoney won't be shocked by that.
They do not call fouls there either.
No, it's most of what, so they don't call files. So yeah, I think it's definitely going to be a very different Portland team. I mean, they'll probably have a few good games in the Challenge Cup. I don't know if winning it is their whole thing, because they're counting the Challenge Cup they won twice last year to be in the ICC. I'm like, just say you're hosting it. It's fine. But yeah, I think losing Sophia Smith to national team duty is going to be. And probably Saint still too, right? Like, Saint doesn't necessarily play every game, but she's still going to get called up until she doesn't want to be called up anymore. So they're going to lose a few pieces. They're going to lose Sugita, like, Rocky, all those people, and they're already down. So,
oh Lord, Jesus,
yeah, it's gonna be rough for Portland. And they didn't get a ton of draft picks, and of course,
yeah, they gave away
the first one they got,
Ali. Like, what are you doing?
And then they basically. They passed on Tiana Alexandra to get a person that we won't say her name, but did not end up playing for them. So they're down a player, essentially. So
almost forgot about that, man. They've had a great, just what are they doing? Over
wild
there?
Run. Jeez. Like, just a lot of choices have been made and most of them are not good. So yeah, I think they're going to struggle. Maybe Challenge Cup gives them a bit of a reprieve, but I think, regular season, it's going to be rough.
It's gonna be a lot of learning. They play y'all first, right? So they're gonna learn a lot.
At Lumen. And we hate them.
Didn't you guys just play to a 0-0 draw?
No. Dunk on them as much as you can.
Yeah, no. Either
no, yeah. This is like a general, like a genuine question. I thought.
Yeah, we played in the tournament. We won one of those games, but I don't remember which one it was. But and then the others were draws. But yeah, yeah, we drew the last one against the kids, and then we beat Chicago, and then we drew Portland. Yeah.
Oh, so it might be help.
Yeah, I think we just have more depth. We have more people we can run out there. And like I said, that middle's wide open. So, but it's a rivalry, so you never know what's gonna happen in the first game. And then
yeah, particularly at Lumen. All right.
Yeah. Oh yeah. You know, hey, Pino might show up for that one. That's her time.
What do you mean, Pino's gonna be right there?
And she's also saying against Portland at Lumen. That's her moment. Yeah, she might get a hat trick. Sit the rest of the tournament.
Oh, I was like, that's her Mazon dash. Like that's what she loves doing.
Yeah. The bigger the stage, the bigger. Yeah, she's ready. But yeah, I just, yeah, I'm like, they might sneak the playoffs. They might not. It'll be interesting.
Are y'all surprised they let Horan go? Because I'm guessing she must have really wanted to go, because this seems like to me the time when you don't let that happen.
It's the exact
like,
worst time to say.
Do you want
to
do that next year? Like, you really want to do this now?
I mean, I guess they were honoring it because, God, how long has that rumor been?
Forever.
Like a year, so right?
Like, just tell everybody.
I feel like all of 2021, we were like, Lindsay Horan's going to Leon eventually.
Yeah.
So I imagine, yeah, they were trying to give her, and they've built that team around her, and she's, for however we feel about her midfielding at times, like, she's put in her time at Portland, so if she wants to go to Leon, I understand honoring that. But yeah, this is absolutely the worst season to send.
But even if she was here, she too would be called in, so...
Yes.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, they gotta, like, what are y'all doing? Who do y'all rolling out there? Ooh, prayers.
I just, losing Salem, Dunn, and Horan is...
Yeah, that's brutal.
There's only so much Becky Sauber can do, folks. And she'll get called in. So again, they'll be missing their cat. Like, they'll be missing Becky.
Yeah, it's Queen's just... gonna be running around. You're just gonna have Queen running in...
Poor Queen.
Queen by herself running side to side?
My guess is they're just going to do, like, I guess they're just going to, what I think is going to happen is they're going to see in the Challenge Cup that things ain't going all that well. And they're just going to hope that people want to come after the European seasons are over. I think they're just going to hope that people want to come to Portland because they're Portland.
Pick off some European players after the Euros are done.
Yeah, like.
Well, and that's the thing. It's going to be hard to pick off European players because you have the Euros, right? So you really have to wait till like August.
Oof,
which your season's halfway. Your season's halfway. Yeah, so maybe they can get somebody, you know, under the wire. Maybe they can talk one of those college students and like, hey, you won't come play now.
Non-roster, like, or like national team replacement players.
Yeah, yeah, they might have to, you know, and luck into that. But like, I don't necessarily think they planned the season very well. And I feel for Sophia Smith. She's gonna be real tight, real tight. But hey, girl, you got a new contract. Sign the ball out. but yeah, so that's Portland. It ain't gonna be your mama's Portland. So yeah, and then oh god, speaking of vibes, and I have no idea what's happening. The dash.
Oh lord, like what? Okay, who's there? Who is at the team? So, who is on the field?
So there's two delegates at the moment. It is Nichelle Prince and Michaela Abem. That is all that is listed. We think Michelle Alozi is still...
No, she's on the list that they just dropped.
Okay. So three.
On March 2nd.
Okay.
So unless something has changed and they have not released that to the media, she is
so she's still on there. That so roster. We got three delegates. Oh, Houston. Rachel Daly's still there. So who knows what she'll be playing this year. Let's see. I mean, first thing I think of with Houston is like that back line looks a little sparse. They have, I think, three listed defenders in terms of actually rostered players. And they only got one draft pick because they traded all their picks.
They did just get Elizabeth Eddy from Gotham.
Yes.
Who can play outside back, but she's also played a few times in the midfield.
Okay. So she's going to be playing probably in a few different places. Yeah.
They actually call her midfielder Elizabeth Eddy. Okay. This press release.
So, and that might be helpful, but like Houston also made moves that just did not make a lot of sense to me. They let go of their needs, like, and they didn't really replace them. Man, Michelle Prince is gonna be running for all of 2022. And again, yeah. We'll also get called up. So I don't know what they do when she gets called up for CONCACAF.
Well, I mean, they got Maria Sanchez.
Yes, they did get Maria Sanchez, which was a good get. But again, Sanchez will be gone. Daly will be gone. Prince will be gone. Chapman will be gone. Aban will be gone. I don't think they're calling. I think there's already four goalkeepers fighting for three spots. I don't think they'll lose Jane Campbell, but unless Mike gets hurt.
Alicia Chapman, if she continues Chapman will get called up.
I don't think Schmidt will get called up at this point. I feel like the Olympics were her last rodeo.
Wait, which Schmidt? They have two.
Sophie. Okay. Yeah, Canadian Sophie Schmidt. Yes.
Yeah.
So I think, and then like I said, Sanchez will get called up. So it's just, yeah, they might have some replacement players, like. But I don't know. Like, typically, we think of Houston sort of as a counterattacking run on that, you know, steal kind of thing. But I don't know what their identity is. And I don't think Houston knows what their identity is right now. They're a bit all over the place.
You know what's so annoying about that? Is that Houston won the first Challenge Cup in 2020. And people got hyped about them. And we were like, yo, if this team, you know, continues to add to this and you know, like, build into the style that they showed that got them to win that Challenge Cup, then you're like, okay, you're talking about an interesting, exciting team. And then they just didn't. And so now we're in 2022 asking the same question, like, what is this team really? And then they lost a bunch of, like, Christy Mewis is gone. She was a big part of what they did. Megan Oyster, who's now, I think, Montefusco, perhaps. I probably butchered that.
Yeah.
But yeah, she's gone as well. So it's just like, and it sounded like she really wanted out. And she wanted out to the fact that she's on the Pride at the moment for that rebuild project. So like, yeah. I'm just confused about what Houston's doing. Like, how have they been in this limbo spot for like, I mean, if you try to stay in limbo, if you do stay in limbo for like 2 years, you're not in limbo no more. You're going one direction.
Well, and the most interesting thing about Houston last season was that they never actually like streaked. Like I remember Andre and our like postseason kind of recap for a lot of the teams. Like I looked at their basically like how they went, and I don't think they ever put more than two wins or two losses in a row.
Mm.
It just like quite inconsistent. Yeah, consistently inconsistent. Yep.
Like their game plan.
Facts.
Well, and that was the thing. That game, that final game against the Spirit, I'm just like, what are we doing? Like, you have to win that game.
Oh, yo, I was so thankful.
And there was no identity for them to lean into. They had no identity to lean into in that game.
Yeah, I think that they made a tactical change that just made it so easy for the Spirit to do exactly what the Spirit did, just clip a ball over the top. I have no idea what they were doing, but as soon as they did it, I remember being in the press box. It was like 7 minutes after they made that change. And I remember in the press box, I told Jason, who covers the Spirit with me, like, are they really doing this? Like, if they do this, it ain't going to take long. And 7 minutes later, this is what's happening. Long ball over the top, Trinity Raman scores. What do you expect?
What was that big change they made? Someone remind me.
It was like they either took a defender out.
I forget.
It was somebody who was supposed to protect that back line.
Yeah, they took a defender out. I think they may have gone back three or something, but they did something and pushed up, and it was just really, really not like the move.
There was also a game they took out Jasmine Spencer.
Yep.
And then remember the Jasmine Spencer at right back experiment that we did last year? Yeah, they did that. They did that for several games.
And they did it also right after she had like, I think, what, scored on Chicago or something, or like led a beautiful counterattack.
Yep. That's why she's in Los Angeles now. what was I going to say? But it is the Chaos Cup, and our favorite Chaos agent is on the Houston. They still got Shea Groom. So, hey, anything's possible. Why not? Rachel Daly is also a pretty solid Chaos agent between the two of them alone. Like, hey, some shit just might pop off. You never know. I know one thing for certain. At some point, Rachel Daly will be on the ground in pain, fake or not.
Yeah, correct.
Like one time, so it was actually during the home opener for Gotham last season, and something happened to Rachel Daly that like made no sense. And Gal Pals tweeted, "Rachel Daly got attacked by a ghost." And I genuinely started crying behind them. I was like, if you heard a cackle, it was me.
Sometimes she gets sniped. Like, it's just...
Yeah. She's gonna go flying.
Oh, God.
She got attacked by a ghost.
So, yeah, that's the only... It's one of the few guarantees I can give you is at some point... Rachel
Shea Groom gonna get a yellow card. That's another one.
Oh, that's another reason I'm very sad Sarah Gordon's not around. Because I wanted that series of incidents to keep going. I still want to know what she said to her, but okay. man. But yeah, I think Houston will definitely struggle. I think there's a few young players, again, as a Coug, Makame Gumar Stevens is there. I think she has potential. I think they have her listed as a mid, but she can help in that attack. They have pieces. So again, I think it's just, I don't know what their identity is. And again,
yeah, like
pick
identity, pick some tackets, please. And
I also don't know. I don't know if that coach is a good coach. Like, I don't know.
That's exactly where I was going to go with that. Like, if you had success doing one thing in that 2020 Challenge Cup and then you didn't build towards that, and now we're in 2022 asking the same question, seems like the coach doesn't have the answers. And so for me, I'd be looking to move on from that because you had plenty of time to build on that, and they absolutely have not built on that. They've gone the other direction. And to me, that's on the coach.
Well, to me, it also kind of begs the same question that we were asking in the first half of this episode about the spirit. Like, was it also just that the Challenge Cup was just like a rallying cry for them? Mm. And then like across last season we had 24 games?
Right.
Like, is that something that does not extend outside of for example, a Challenge Cup?
That bubble win. Because it's been hard for them to replicate, but at the same time, and granted, they were in midseason form and Barcelona was in preseason form, but like they showed up to that game. Like, that was a fight. Like, they were, I don't care if it's preseason Barca, that's a Barcelona. And it took Alexi Putellas coming in and being like, yeah, I'm Alexi Putellas to be like to win that game. Like, and Mikaela Bam missed a fat chance that would have tied it. Like, they can fight, but I just don't think they can do it with any consistency.
But it came back again to tactics because he changed the tactics in the middle of the game.
Yeah.
He did that too many times. Yeah. I don't know how he still coached, to be honest. But
then there was also that one time they like dominated North Carolina last season. Like, yeah. It's
confusing.
Yeah. It's very hit or miss.
Yeah.
A lot of waffling.
A lot of waffling. It's going to be real vibey.
Vibes. Who do they play first?
Chicago.
Vibes.
That's going to be vibes all around.
I'm telling you, it's either going to be 0-0 or 17-17.
Oh, God.
Yeah, that
go
one.
Either way.
34 goals or none at all.
We're going to be talking about that game one way or
the other.
People
just going to go get yeeted across the field.
I'm pretty sure that's going to be a none at all situation. I don't see a goal fest in that one.
Yeah. I hope it is. I hope the calamitous things happen to the
front line. I want six, seven. 10-8.
Just vibe it out.
It's vibes.
Oh man. That is our rundown of the West. I do not have any predictions because it's the Chaos Cup, so I don't know who's going to win.
It's
going to
be chaos. That's what's going to win. Own goal.
We win. Facts. It's really what happens.
Own goal.
Chicago bring an own goal.
And the Challenge Cup glare will be back.
Yes. Oh, God. For no reason.
Gonna be fun.
Well, if they're 17
goals, yeah, that's right. So many 7 p.m. kickoffs like too. Yeah.
Oh God. Oh yeah. After dark. NWSL after dark.
Oh yeah.
It's a daylight savings time. It will still be light outside for a little bit.
We need
glare to dark. It's gonna glare to dark.
It's gonna golden hour to dark.
Golden hours. We do need a solid NWSL after hours during the Challenge Cup. That's like maximum chaos.
That might start Saturday.
Yeah, that'll be interesting.
Expansion team edition.
Some rivalries popping off. So, but yeah, I think that's pretty much what we've got. It's anybody's guess. We'll see.
Mm-hmm. Wait, I have a question for the group. I know you just said you didn't want to make predictions, but I'm asking anyway. Because the weird thing about this Challenge Cup format is that, besides it's, you know, I guess we probably should have started the pod out. I had the pod with the Challenge Cup format, yes. But you know, three groups, four teams in each group. But the interesting thing is, so the winners of each group automatically go to the semifinals, but then there's one second place team.
Right, the best second place team.
So my question to you is not who the winners are going to be, who that second place team is okay. going to be.
So if I have the winner, I think it's going to be funny. I think it'll be Kansas City will win the Midwest. And I don't think the second place team will come out of the Midwest. I'd probably pick the Spirit at this point in time, though. Again, if they're playing their second team, I'm not so sure. Then maybe it's Gotham. I think a little rain will come out of the West. And then I think randomly, like, Angel City is the first place, the best second place team. Like, it's going to be something ridiculous.
Yeah, it's going to depend.
Either like an Angel City / OL or like Spirit Gotham. Like one of those two. Like a really good team is going to be the fourth place team.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I got to see what it looks like. I have to see what it looks like Saturday.
After the first game. So
yeah, I got to see what I don't know what's coming. Yeah, when. Yeah. This weekend, I can have a vision of a. Okay.
I don't know. I think it's such a weird format.
It is so bizarre.
That's why I want to go to 16 teams, so we can just have four groups of four.
Right, and you pick the best one, and then go for it.
Yeah,
it's going to be weird, because depending on what it's like, you know, who wins this weekend, if it's like, if it goes from, okay, we're trying to win the Sippy Cup, to, okay, this is just going to be practice.
I don't even want to play in this Challenge Cup. Yeah.
Well, you could have had four groups of three, but then that, like, poses a huge geography problem.
Right. Geography, yeah. And it's just odd. Usually people don't do groups of three in footy. And it's going to be interesting because, like, goal differential is going to matter. So, yes. Also, people are going to be mad reckless in the chat. It's going to be fun. It's going to be a lot of reckless.
Okay, so, hey, that's how that 34-point situation could get Houston into the final.
Houston is in the final because in their first match they simultaneously scored and conceded 17 goals.
So it's just a zero goal difference. Like, it doesn't even get over there. Oh man!
And that's how they became the second place team in their group. Andre, what do you think? Who do you think the second place team is going to be?
Oof, I think it's either. It's tough because I don't necessarily know how teams are going to approach this. So like, I really like full strength. I would assume sometime, you know, either Gotham or Washington would be my guess, you know, whichever one of them ends up topping the other one who doesn't goes as that second place team. Cause I think they'll be the best, but you know, I really do expect the Spirit, as we talked about, like in the East preview, I really do expect them to really, and they've been doing this all preseason, is putting out their kind of secondary 11, trying to see what they have in other players. So I really don't think you're going to see a strong tournament from the Spirit. So in that case, toss up. Maybe the Courage, if they got something there.
I was going to say, I was like, for me, it's North Carolina.
Mm. Yeah, it could be. I can see that.
Just from what Andre was saying with how they want to kind of approach the tournament and make it a lot more, let's just see what happens with the second 11. I don't know, maybe that second 11 could be ballers, but if I were just to spitball, like, who might be that second team? I think it might be North Carolina.
I think the only thing that would shock me is if Kansas City did not win the Midwest.
Same.
I would be very shocked.
We'll say this. It will be interesting to see. So here's the thing. So here's what's, because you have whoever's the second best team, depending on when teams go, okay, fuck it, it's preseason, then you start having people care. And then also, because we don't have a schedule, when are the first actual games that matter in these playoffs of this Challenge Sippy Cup situation? Like, when does stuff correlate with each other? Because of how it's supposedly, allegedly ending. You might be like, am I trying to play in the Sippy Cup championship? Nah. So, yeah.
I heard that sentiment on another podcast, and I feel like, and I mean, obviously, I'm not a professional soccer player, but I think for maybe a lot of these teams, they would honestly probably be going a little bit more for a trophy. Like, right. Yeah, it's a Challenge Cup, but like, Right. You know, that can start your season out really, really brightly. Like, thinking about, I mean, I think Portland might have had one or two losses in their, or in their first game or something, but then they, like, you know, yeah. they kind of use that as, like, motivation for the rest of the season. Mm-hmm. And I think in an NWSL season, that's honestly going to be very competitive, really from top to bottom for the most part. Teams are going to want to go out and get that silverware early.
Yeah. A trophy is a trophy is a trophy. Like, it's not... Now, we don't necessarily know what the Challenge Cup is. No one does. It's just a... It's a thought
sippy exercise. Cup. It's a big sippy cup.
It's a state of being. It's a thought exercise. But it's still a
is
trophy.
Is a trophy an actual cup? It's honestly, it's hit or miss these days for women's soccer trophies.
Should be.
If it's
it should
actually
be.
A cup.
I thought the Challenge Cup was actually a legitimate thing you can drink about.
Because you could pour the... Because Budweiser sponsors it.
Yeah,
right?
I was going to say, oh, the Budweiser yeah. sponsor. Yeah.
So do not get hit in the head with the cup. Don't be Millie Bright. Oh, Millie, what a wild couple months she's had. Oh.
My favorite number nine at the moment.
Favorite,
right? My favorite golden boot number nine. Incredible.
Hey, Becky,
you know
score.
That's where the NWSL schedule is.
But who has it?
It's in the golden boot.
Did they like? How did they?
Which half of the
golden? It's been like, is it custody? Like, does one get it for half the year? I feel like Alexi's probably to, just like, I don't even want it.
Yeah, I was going to say, I want them to, if I hope that's the case, and I want them to video, like, record every time Alexi has to give it to Millie.
I want somebody,
a grand total of one time.
I want somebody to take a photo of her shared golden boot next to her Ballon d'Or. Okay.
What's your last position?
Champions League trophy. Half golden boot,
half of my Clark's Cup.
Memorial Cup.
It's
golden boot.
That was the most important golden boot.
Yeah, I think we'll know more after this weekend too. Like, I think how teams approach that might depend on whether they win or lose this weekend. So.
I think that's gonna be the beginning part of, like, do we look like a hot mess? Okay, it's a learning experience. Okay, guys, we're gonna learn. Versus, let's go get this trophy. We can go get this trophy because we're smoking people.
Put those bumpers up on the bowling alley. Like, let's.
Hey, but like, so, like, but, I mean, look at, for example, the West region, you got quote unquote rivalries playing each other this weekend. Who beats the mess out of whoever, you know, then what it looks like versus some other
we're
spaces.
Trying to win, maybe.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, yeah, Angel City's trying to win.
I mean, if so Rain comes out there with a 5-0 on the Thorns are just going to be like, yeah, this preseason.
Yeah, exactly.
This was
preseason. It's time for us
I didn't even want that Challenge Cup trophy anyway. It's a joke.
It's
going to call it that little trophy.
That little trophy. When you get the little trophies from the people this weekend because they got smoked, then we'll know.
So, yeah, but I'm here for the chaos. Like, and I miss the league. I miss football. So I'm very excited to watch domestic.
We got games on games. And allegedly a schedule. Allegedly, supposedly.
That's what we're told. But yeah, that is our portion of it. Do we want to quickly get into our
Hits and wrists? Okay. Let's see. I go first. So because it's basketball season, my yesterday was I wish I was a baller by Skeela. Y'all can relate because I wish I was a little bit taller. I wish I was a baller.
Can't relate.
And then also,
literally, no one else is reacting. I want the listeners to know. No one reacted. It
I
was
reacted.
Silence.
Y'all reacted. Y'all was like,
oh man.
Anyway, it is Space Jam by Quad City DJs. Because we got brackets. We got brackets on brackets on brackets. I mean, I guess I can do my today too while we're here. And in my today, we fly high. And Ballin' by Jim Jones. And then
not the cult leader, the rapper.
Yeah, the rapper.
Why did you bring that up?
Y'all people thought he was it when they said
because
somebody
playing. Isn't like Leonardo DiCaprio playing Jim Jones and so they had him as the rapper and not the cult leader? It's hilarious. Okay.
You're saying there was an article with a split screen.
Yeah, and people thought it was Jim Jones.
And Jim Jones the rapper on the other side.
Meaning it. Somebody got it like wrong and they started meaning it. It was very funny.
Can you imagine? Really okay. And then Ballers by Project Pat and Gangsta Boo. If you don't know who Project Pat is, get your weight up. But Ballers.
Memphis.
We be on some Planky, whatever. I forgot. Let me quit before I say something crazy. Yeah. But yeah, Project Pat, Gangsta Boo. What's good, Gangsta Boo? Memphis Greatness.
Oh,
Black Haven. All right, we good.
All right. I'll be quick with mine. My yesterdays are Sweet Love by Auntie Anita because we can stream her music again. So that's very exciting.
And she's now in Las Vegas.
Oh,
nice. Singing the hits.
Okay. And then just because it was all over the timeline last week about how ridiculous this man is, I did I'm Bad by LL Cool J. And he owned it. I respect that. He was like, yo, my goal is to be as ridiculous as possible. And so I respect that. I really did.
He earned so many points of just leaning into it. It was great.
It was.
No need to deny it, man. You have a documented history of being foolish in videos. Right.
Yeah. So I'm like, you got to own it. That's how you do it. And then today I have Intruded, Justine Skye, and Timbaland. And then Megan's Piano, Megan Stallion. I have deep love for Tina Snow over there. So, yes, that's what I got.
Houston Hottie, when is Houston going to announce that partnership? It's probably never going to happen, honestly.
Biles, Megan Thee Stallion, Beyonce. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Bring more black people to Houston.
That would be an amazing. Everybody would play in Houston.
Literally and figuratively.
Or if Beyonce would like to.
Oh, boy.
Like,
even be
Hove.
Oh,
Hove.
No. No, thanks.
No, they're gonna put a team. They're gonna put a team in Brooklyn,
and where are they gonna play in Brooklyn?
wherever New York FC, wherever New York FC is that week.
Right. That's where they're gonna play. Yeah.
You mean the Bronx?
Yeah, they're gonna play in the Bronx.
Sure, why not?
No. The basketball court's gonna become a soccer stadium.
What they're gonna do is they're gonna unfurl that tiny banner, and they're gonna draw. They're gonna
that draw that NYCFC banner.
Why is it so small?
Why even hang that?
They're going to put a turf field in Barclays.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Get ready for it. Prepare yourself.
Oh, ridiculous. Man. I didn't do two. I did one each. So it's all good. Bone Thugs and Harmony. Thuggish Ruggish Bone. Because that is just always classic.
Sorry.
The best part. One of my favorite. Or actually my favorite. I'm just going to say it. My favorite part of that song is the end. When Tasha is singing everybody's name,
yeah,
and she gives her own name some nice flourish. You yes. gotta listen to it because I love Tasha forever for doing that. That's how you do it. Get your shine on, Tasha. I love it. My today ain't really today, but I love this song. It's Black Panther soundtrack produced by Kendrick Lamar. Song is called Ops. Make sure you got the bass turned up and listen to that because it knocks. So those are my jams.
All right.
That's nice. And Courtney.
I picked two.
Wow.
My yesterday is the Let's Get Married remix.
Oh by gosh, that disrespectful ass song. Sorry, why are you yelling at me?
I don't know what it is about that song, but it's just like honestly,
we ain't getting no younger. Like, girl, I guess.
We ain't getting no younger.
Girl, yeah. But also, Run DMC, just verse in the middle.
Yes.
There's just something about it that I have really been enjoying listening to. It was actually TikTok with it went viral, and it turns out I knew for like a black wedding, and it turns out I knew half the people in that wedding.
Oh,
and
no. I was going to ask if somebody really used that song. They apparently did. Okay.
They did. But you know, the song is disrespectful, but it's also kind of a bop. So
it is. I mean, that's why it goes. But I'm just like, we ain't getting no younger. Wow. All right.
Yeah, let's go play. Let's go get married. Let's get married.
And then my other song is Sugar and Spice by Luther Vandross.
Oh, Luther.
It's a good, it's also another just good bop that came up one time when I was, Apple has this new thing called spatial audio. And I swear it makes like the inside of your brain tingle. Mm. But it is a wonderful music listening experience. If you have like nice speakers or AirPods or something, they're really nice. So that was one of the ones where I was like, let me listen. Let me
get my spatial phenomenon.
Let me get my spatial audio. It's always a good time. Yeah. And then my two for today, one is Cosmic by Amber Mark. She just dropped a new album. Mm. It's really good. Cosmic has main character energy. If y'all know what that means. But has good main character energy. And then the other one is Intimidated featuring Her by Kay Trinata, because that song is also a bop. It is really
love
good.
Me some Her.
I love Kay Trinata. I have to listen to that.
It is a beautiful combination.
Okay, yeah, I gotta check that out.
Yes.
All right, well, we did we shared our hated and hyped on the first part of this episode. But it can't be said enough. Jane Campion, girl. Be better.
Be better.
Be best. Or just don't say anything.
That's or just really shut up. Always don't amazing. Keep be black best. Women names out of your mouth. Yeah, be best. Yeah, keep black people's names out your mouth.
Pretty much that. But we're going to celebrate people. Our rave is superstar Courtney.
Yes. We're doing it again.
With Alex Scott and Crystal Dunn, two stalwarts of the game.
Just a legend. You're legendary.
Yes.
The only way I would I'm leaving this podcast immediately. I'm literally signing. I'm canceling the Zoom for everyone. I'm signing off.
No, but we were super proud, and
I took all the pictures. I still got your pictures.
It's on the tube. If you would like to watch it.
Yeah, I'm gonna take some pictures.
I do not want to rewatch that. Oh. That was basically blacked out in the middle, and I was like, good time.
But you did say done in the oven, which was
I did. You did. I saw my moment, and I said, I was like, I'm not gonna say this. This is hilarious. And I was like, I couldn't really tell her reaction because everyone else started laughing, and I was like, Crystal laughed.
She did. I know she laughed, and she probably now says it, so it's all good.
She probably texted it to a group chat, like, this very dumb 25-year-old said something absolutely hilarious to me in the middle of this meeting.
She's like, my favorite pod, Courtney shouted out my baby. That's what she said. I don't know. Any other shout-outs? Like you said, Sophia Smith got a new contract. We're always here for black players getting paid.
Black excellence everywhere. People scoring goals.
Shout out to all the black coaches that made the tournament.
Yes.
There's more black women now than ever, I think, in the NCAA tournament and in the NCAA.
Why does it sound like this?
I don't know. I'm very tired. I'm like duck talking through this episode. My affected accent. I don't even know where that's from. I get loopy. But no, the Dawn Staley and like Vivian Stringer tree is quite strong.
Yes.
So we really do love to see that, and I love the way Dawn's growing that. And
shout out to my
everybody.
Cousin.
Oh,
I am related to Vivian Stringer.
Oh wow! You
the
hold
god,
on.
The god. Okay. Yeah, you just kept that. So you were already famous. Okay.
Okay. No. You just.
He only knows probably who my dad
You're
is.
You're on another level of famousness. Like him. But like a famous level high.
She's like a. I think she's a second cousin.
I mean,
she's like
on
my grandma's.
All right,
close
brothers. I mean, I have a lot of family. 1 of 10.
And then also right. And then another rave for all the people going to the games this weekend. I'm ready. Yes. Ready for my first Angel City game.
I'm on child duty. Otherwise, I would have gone. But I'm excited.
Actually, somebody's coming with me. I'm not gonna say because she better not back out. But yeah, we're gonna have fun. We're gonna be in good seats. You might see us on the television. Because we're
like
gonna be right behind the bench.
So I am. I'm excited to see, like I said, footy, domestic footy. I'm excited for all of like the black players in these attacks.
Mm-hmm.
Like the best front lines are probably gonna be black. So
it's gonna be
blacks. It's our time.
Blacks. It's time for the black people.
We've been telling y'all.
It's a black ovation. black.
But both
are you
trying,
are you trying to say a black ovation?
I don't know what's going on there. But our podcast have been telling you it's coming, and it's here.
Here.
Did y'all see that U23 team that won?
Black.
And also don't forget, me officials down there chilling at Tigres, goal and assist today, I believe. So apparently, if they go, if you go on Diaspora United, you score. So I'm just trying to help y'all out.
Wait for U23.
I think that has been a trend.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You wanna get your game up. Official.
Dorian.
I don't know if that's true for Shea Butter, but we can try.
Allie Walt will get there. She almost scored on her first touch.
Yep. She really did.
Who won the player of the tournament? Wasn't she black?
Yeah, it was Cooper.
MVP.
Cooper, yeah, right.
Yeah,
it was Cooper.
Hey,
yeah.
Cooper.
She was a captain too.
Yep.
See, well, black.
She's, that next wave of players. Yeah, it is.
It's coming on you.
It's happening. A little smattering of everybody else, but yeah, you know what's
happening. It's
time
coming
it is.
On you like a swag surf. Yeah. But on me. All right.
So
let's wrap it up.
Yes.
All right. So yeah, thank y'all for coming on the pod. Thank y'all for letting us cross over. Thank y'all for existing. Thank y'all for just being tall. And then shout out. Yeah, here we go. And so shout out to all the 2 cents people. Can I kick it? Yogi, Porter Culture, yes. All y'all. I'm not naming all y'all. Kaya, I'll see you Saturday. At the game.
Gave it away, so that's fine.
Well, yeah. Well, I said it on the other thing. I just remembered I said it on the other podcast.
For like my coveted special guest.
2 cents, all y'all.
Yeah. Yeah,
Nubia, too many, y'all. Georgia, too many, all y'all, people, black people, non-black people, every people, be people, but yeah, that's it.
Oh gosh, all right, so what are we doing?
So that's it. Oh, my bad. Oh, so what do we gotta do? We gotta stay hydrated.
Stay melanated.
Make sure the black women in your life are always celebrated.
And make sure your shea butter bombs are always elevated.
And I might have inverted that, but whatever. Have a good week. Good, so get ready. We got the challenge cup, the sippy cup, the whatever cup. Get ready, whoever wins,
yes,
that's where it begins or it ends. So yeah, peace. So everybody say bye. Say bye. Bye. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.